What a joy it is to come into the fall season. Attitude of gratitude for Thanksgiving. We hope and pray that you all had a good time thanking God for all of our blessing, enjoying meals with family and friends. It is just a wonderful time of the year, little Christmas in the air, the leaves are falling, and it gives us, those of us from up north, it makes us feel, yeah, well, Christmas time is coming. The only good news is we don't get snow here, very rare, but we do get a little crispness in the air, and it just sort of reminds us of the changing of the season. With all that said, this Sunday, we will be doing the Chrismon service. And I hope and pray that you take a moment to look at the website and you can experience the same service that we're going to be doing live Sunday morning in church with all the symbols of the history of the Chrismon tree, what the symbols mean. And it's just so wonderful that Phil's been able to put this together for us to celebrate year after year after year. And this is also the last Sunday before Advent. Can you imagine? We're coming into December, the first Sunday of Advent. We'll have the tree already. The chrismons will be up there. And we focus on celebrating the birth of the Lord. That's really what Advent is all about, anticipation. Now, we stay in a constant state of Advent because we know on history the Lord has already come, and he's born, and we celebrate that. But he promised to come again after his ministry here on earth was over, and he went back to heaven, and he promised to come again. So, we stay in a constant state of Advent. And Jesus said, watch, and I will return. So we are expecting Jesus to return at any moment. So we got to watch. We got to be in a constant state of Advent until he comes for us. And we're so grateful for that. So I hope and pray that all is well with you and your family. All is well here at the church. It's been a tough year for a lot of people. A lot of things happened, and we have some saints that went home to be with the Lord this past year. But, you know, I always say those of us who are left behind are called for a reason and a purpose to encourage one another in the faith. Because unless the Lord returns first, we're all going to experience this thing called physical death. So we got to be ready. Make your reservation in heaven. So don't let it come and like a thief in the night and take away your joy. Call upon Jesus for your reservation. That is really cool. Because he said he went to prepare a place for us. And if he goes to prepare a place for us, we will come and be with him. One translation says he went to prepare many resting places, and I kind of like that. But more importantly, he prepared a place for us in heaven. Well, I don't know of any birthdays this week, and I don't know of any anniversaries. But we know there's a birthday somewhere and an anniversary somewhere, and Tina gave us a little song that we can sing when we don't have a birthday or an anniversary and we know about it. Here we go. Happy birthday anniversary to you. Happy birthday anniversary to you. Happy birthday, happy anniversary. God loves you. And Bethel does, too. Well, have a wonderful day. Hope to see you in person sometime soon.